Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. What's up, rock stars? It's Matt Johnson. We are back with a solo episode of the UX Podcast, and this is going to be a fun and probably controversial one because I'm going to talk about whether you're in the mushy middle or not, and I want to draw some lessons and parallels, drawing specifically from the real estate industry. So if you were like a lot of my friends, clients, and colleagues, you might be in this world right now, either as an agent or more likely as a business coach or a consultant, somebody who helps the agents grow a successful business or turn their career into a real business. In fact, we have a lot of podcasts that we produce that are in that space. But if you're an agency owner, a creative, or you're a business coach in another space, to me, this episode just as much applies for you because either these sorts of changes that we're seeing in real estate are either already happening in your space or they shortly will. And you'll see what I mean when I draw some parallels and some lessons from this industry. But for the most part, I want to start with real estate because I pay really close attention to what goes on there. I still host my original show, Real Estate Uncensored. So we get to talk to the best and the brightest in the industry. So what I see happening in real estate is really interesting because it's very similar to what happens when market categories mature, like let's say detergent or beer or soda, right? So what's happening in real estate is right now there's a bunch of venture capital pouring into companies whose sole aim is to cut the average agent out of the transaction. This is very concerning for anyone who's in real estate because we have no idea what that's going to do to the market. My personal opinion is that if only one of those companies succeeds and persuades the consumer to use their tool, it will turn the entire industry upside down, especially the coaches who have built their business models around the industry as it has been constructed now. Meaning, we have a bunch of agents. There's, you know, by some counts, I don't know, 1.5 to 2.2 million, something like that agents. There's a bunch of them who aren't active. There's a bunch of them who are licensed that are either investors or they're property managers or whatever. But there's a bunch of real estate sales agents. There's a bunch of them that are part-time. There's a bunch of them that are full-time. The market is really scattered and there's a very low barrier to entry. So there's a lot of freedom in the market to just kind of do what you want to do, which is fine, whatever. But what the tech companies are going for is they want to cut the average agent out of the transaction. And that's going to cut out the mushy middle, right? So in this particular case, there are agents and teams who offer a premium service for a premium price, meaning for, you know, full commission, 6 or 7%, they're going to give you the white glove concierge service. I don't think those teams or agents are really in any trouble. The lower end of the agents that are willing to cut their commission down to 1% or 1.5% to list a home, for example, I do think they're potentially in trouble, but at least they can go into a listing presentation with a seller and compete head on with a Redfin or something like that and say like, hey, we pretty much offer the same, you can get the same commission from us, but you also get a real person that's going to help you walk you through the process. They've got a value prop that at least somewhat, you know, plays against the big tech companies. But if a tech company does in real estate what's happened in a bunch of other industries, it's going to cut out the mushy middle, which is everyone in the middle who wants to charge as close to full price as possible, but they don't offer that premium level of white glove concierge type service, even though they want to charge close to it as possible. So if you go back and listen to Nate Hirsch's episode, it was the second episode on the podcast, and he shared how he scaled up his company using freelancers instead of employees. And there was one thing about that conversation that really jumped out and directly applies to real estate. And it was how he breaks down freelancers into three levels, basic, mid-level, and expert. And what we're seeing in that freelance world is that people are willing to pay more for experts. Those are the ones who bring strategic thinking, ideas, vision, creativity, good decision-making, leadership ability, stuff like that. On the other side, they're willing to pay for low-skilled workers who can be taught to do routine tasks in a business that aren't the best use of an expert's time, including usually the business owner. So the freelancers in between those two ends of the spectrum are losing their value, and it's happening really, really fast. So when you just need something done in your business, you can go to a place like Upwork, and you hire an amazing person anywhere in the world who wants to follow a proven system, do a great job, and enjoy their life. If you want to find them in the Philippines, there's great outlets like the Filipino Job Board, onlinejobs.ph. You can go straight there and find a pretty amazing group of talent for people who are willing to run and execute systems that are already built and do an amazing job at what you ask them to do. When you need leadership and strategy and decision making and vision and creativity and all that stuff, you can go straight to the best people in the world, often who are all on those, some of those same platforms, or they're relatively easy to find because they might be hosting podcasts and doing Facebook Lives and things like that. The thing is that now they're way more affordable than you probably expect because they all need either one-off projects or they value consistent recurring income. And so they might be willing to take a pay cut if you have something that's a consistent work for them. You know, even some of the best studio musicians in the world have left the studios, built home studios, and now work for hire for a lot less than you'd think because they don't have to leave. They can walk and they can go down to their basement. They can record a track for your latest album, send it to you online, and you've just hired one of the best drummers or the best guitarists in the world for what used to be pennies on the dollar compared to bringing them into a studio in LA or New York City. So that's just a quick example of the massive changes that we're seeing. Now, let me tie this this back to real estate. For all of human history, up until this point, everyone in the mushy middle has been protected from competition by geography. In other words, the guy with the gold jacket that, you know, that sells your home, he may not be the best real estate agent, but how many people have actually sold a house on your street? And that used to be a big concern. That was a way that consumers defined who was good for them or not and how they hired real estate agents. But what happens when an Amazon or a Zillow who has spent the last 5, 10, in Amazon's case, 20 years building up trust with the general public, what happens when they can make an instant market price offer on a home and give great customer service from anywhere in the world? To me, what that does is it takes the low end of the market. It immediately cuts out the people who want to provide a discount service and charge discount prices, right? Because in order to do that, you have to be able to be super efficient. And I guarantee you, the average real estate agent is not going to be any more efficient than Amazon or Zillow or a tech company who specializes in that and has the power of tech behind them to help them be super efficient. All right, so we're not going to be able to compete on efficiency. Now, at the other hand, you have the high end, like I mentioned, who provide this white glove concierge level service. They're closer to a wealth manager or financial advisor than a realtor. They take the high end of the market. The homeowners are willing to pay them a premium price for a premium moving experience. Now, it's not all the homeowners, but it's enough that I think they're going to be fine. But everyone in the mushy middle is going to get squeezed. Lower commissions, more demanding clients, and a higher cost of acquiring those clients. So what do you do if you serve a market that's going through that massive disruption and the mushy middle gets squeezed or maybe it even gets eliminated from the market? That's the challenge to me that's being all of our business coaches and consultants in this space are being faced with, as well as the agencies who serve this market. What do you do when the mushy middle gets squeezed or even eliminated from the market? So I want to give you some opinions here based on what I've seen working and what I believe will work. So the first option is you can either try to serve the low end of the market. As a coach or a consultant, that would mean things like selling books or low-priced courses or maybe group coaching where you have big groups of people that you're coaching, 100, 200 people at a time. To me, that only works if the low end of the market is still people, right? It has to be people buying your stuff. It doesn't work if the low end of the market is tech companies because they don't care about your coaching and consulting. They think they've got it figured out and they're not interested. So if the low end of the market that you sell to gets replaced by tech instead of people, you're in trouble if you're selling low-priced products because there's just not enough people to buy the low-priced stuff to make it profitable. So in this particular case, when you have tech coming in and potentially taking over the low end of the market and squeezing out the middle, my best advice for business coaches, consultants, and agency owners, and everyone that listens to this podcast is for us to immediately start moving toward the high ground, the luxury leader position. Serve the highest level clients who provide premium services that the market is willing to pay for. From a coach or consultant's perspective, those clients are the ones with the money to pay for our service and the strength of execution to actually act on our advice and get real results. So to me, the challenge is to be aspirational, to be the coach or the consultant that our lower tier prospects aspire to afford. We are the ones that they save up to afford. We are the ones that they come across us 6 months, 12 months, 18 months before they're ready to hire us because they're not ready yet, because they don't have the strength of execution and the financial wherewithal to work with us and afford us yet. That's the position we want to be in. And on top of that, we want to stake out a claim to the one thing that we want to be known for. And I've talked about this in another episode on the clear and compelling idea. I don't want to go into that content, but I do want to give you one quick example because it goes right to the heart of being the luxury leader. Mercedes years, decades ago, knocked Cadillac off the top of the hill. The leadership in luxury vehicles, Mercedes came out of nowhere, came over from Europe, and eventually overtook Cadillac, not just by charging more, but they staked out their claim to the Mercedes as the prestige car. They built a big, roomy European luxury car. What's interesting is that didn't just automatically last forever. BMW ended up knocking Mercedes off the top of the spot by staking out their claim as the opposite, the ultimate driving machine, a small, sporty European luxury car, right? What's interesting is when they got away from hammering away at that one thing and they started making bigger cars and just talking about BMW differently, they lost their leadership again back to Mercedes, right? So when they are marketed correctly, both Mercedes and BMW are in the luxury market, serving the high end of the car driving market. They both have very, very clear and compelling ideas that make them remarkably different, even though they both serve the same end of the same high end of the market. And I believe we as experts and influencers need to do the same thing, whether you're a coach, consultant, agency, or make it crystal clear how we're different, and then hammer that one thing over and over and over till we become known for that one thing. Now, the thing is that strategy may not build the biggest coaching business where you can brag about the number of clients you have and how fast you're growing and all that. But in a world where the mushy middle is being squeezed out, to me, the luxury leader position in a market as a coach or a consultant or an agency, that's our safe harbor. It's the high ground we want to occupy if a flood comes and knocks out the mushy middle completely out of our market. Some tech revolution comes in and there just is no room for a mushy middle in our market anymore. All the people in the middle get squeezed out of the market. Now, I'm sure this will be a controversial one, so let me know where I'm wrong. Shoot me an email, shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I love the feedback, especially when we don't see eye to eye. If you just enjoy playing devil's advocate, do it. Shoot me a message. I love to hear it. But that's my view on what's happening in the real estate space, how that is affecting the coaches, consultants, and agencies in that space, and how, in my mind, we need to adjust to that. And hopefully, if you're in another space, you can see the parallels, because anytime technology enters into an industry, this is what happens, right? It's only a matter of time, and the expression of it may be a little bit different, right? The progression and the expression of how the technology massively causes upheaval in a specific category space may be a little bit different. But the principles, I think, are generally the same. Tech is going to disrupt it. It's probably going to cut the mushy middle out of the market. And so if you have a coaching, consulting, or agency business that's based on serving the mushy middle, and that's who your clients are, you are probably in trouble, and it's time to make an adjustment. So the question is, do you go low end or do you go high end? And I think with technology being so much better at serving the low end of the market, to me, the safe harbor is the high end. We serve the clients who want more, they want premium, they want luxury, and we are the ones to give it to them. That's my best advice for coaches, consultants, and agency owners. So, like I said, shoot me a message, let me know what you think. I'd love to get some feedback on this episode, and we'll see you on the next one. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service. That is my agency that I'm building and growing, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you. You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.